Isn't that right? More than a conqueror? For him that loved us, gave himself for us. And that's the key. If you have your Bibles tonight, and you'd indulge me a few minutes. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy. We're actually going to go to 1 John 4 first. Praise God. 1 John 4. Start at verse 16. I want to share with you tonight a secret that will solve every problem in your life. Say that again in English. I want to share something with you from the Word of God that will solve every single problem in your life. In fact, the solution I'm going to share with you tonight, there's more of it than there is your problem. In fact, there's more of it than there is all the problems in the entire world put together. There's more of what I'm going to share with you tonight than there is with that. Hallelujah. If you can believe it. 1 John 4, verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Let me repeat that. We love him. The reason why we love him, if we love him. Nobody makes you love God. Nobody can pin you against the wall, make you go to church, make you honor God, make you fear God, make you do any of that stuff. We love him because he first loved us and we responded to that love. If I love him, if I love God, I've chosen to love God. If a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, help us tonight. God, we're asking you to help us to break up the fallow ground of our minds and heart tonight from a long week. And just, I pray that God, there'll be good ground to receive this. And God, if there's not, would you reveal it? Praise God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Hallelujah. I don't say these things because I'm trying to use up space. I just say it to recognize that I understand we have a long week. Not that we care too much when we all get together because we're here to worship, right? And love God, tired bodies and all. But sometimes talking to people and preaching, it's not just a jump in the pulpit a couple times a week and that's it. Pastoring is beyond that. But specifically, the preaching of the word of the Lord, everybody's different. It's kind of like going out to your garden at the end of winter, and it's spring, and the ground is thawed, and if you're one that plants stuff in the ground, and every year is a new thing, you know you just can't go throwing seeds in the ground. There's some weeds to get out of there. There's some ground to break up, maybe some new fertilizer to harrow in there and just roll it around a little bit and till it and break it up, loosen it up, so that, number one, it's ready to receive what you want to do, and number two, it looks good. Yeah. Hallelujah. We break it up to make it look good, too. God will break you up, make you look good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some don't like getting broken up. But that's how it is sometimes in preaching and teaching, not at people, but to people. It's that, and the reason why I thank God that we do come together, we worship and we pray and we sing, and clap our hands, because sometimes we just need that praying, singing, shouting, jumping time to break up some ground. Sometimes we're just shaking off the week and You know, like that song, Shake, Shake, Shake. Sometimes he'd like to show up to church with us. We don't need to bring in snakes. You know, we're not snake handlers, spiritual or physical. Hallelujah. When I come to church, I want to come without the snakes. Hallelujah. And without anything distracting. That's why everything in the church service, it's all about edification. It's all about the flow of God. It's all about the sensitivity to what needs to happen, because sometimes it just takes time, right, to get here. So enough of that. I'm just here to say I understand. But this is why we come early for prayer, and just to kind of, you know, because we all of us, we just got to just break it up, because sometimes life can make us hard. Circumstances can make us hard. I'm talking about church people. I'm talking about the sinners that come in. We know they're hard. We've been there. We know that. We know that. In one way or another, they're what they are when they walk through the door, and they're still potential good ground. I'm saying about us, the people of God. We have read here, and we're going to go to Deuteronomy 6 here in just a moment, but I started at verse 16 so that I could show you that God is love. Now, the world can read a verse like this. I say the world, meaning those who are not converted, and say that, well, that's sexual love, or that's sensual love, that's worldly love, that's compassionate love. No, it is not. It is the love of God. And so you be careful about reading scripture that says, well, I love, and it's of God. The scripture says so. And the scripture also talks about not loving the same flesh, too. But you might have missed that verse. So God's love, God is love. And this love that it's talking about is that love that sent a Savior. It's a holy love. It's a pure love. It's an attractive love to the hungry soul, to the fallow, to the fallowed ground, to the ground that's had that tractor and the harrow just break it all up and loosen up the stones and have gone and sent the workers out and pull the stones out of the fields. And know what I'm talking about here today. It's that love of God that is able to do great things and is able to work with us. Praise God. Not only can it deal with the ground that is ready, but it can help the ground get ready. Praise God. And this is the love we're talking about tonight. God, who is love. God that through his love sent a Savior. Hallelujah. This is something that he is. And we read to you in the last verse here of this particular section, I'll say this and go on as quick as I can, that if we say we love God and we don't love our brother, we're liars. In fact, John calls you a murderer. I don't want to be that. I want to love because I'm filled with the Spirit of love. That the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5, by the Holy Ghost that is given unto us. That's all I'm going to say for now. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Deuteronomy 6. This is a great word of God, and I'm talking to you tonight about the one thing that can solve every single problem in your life, no matter what it is. It can solve the hate problem, the bitter problem, the anger problem, the stupid problem, the moron problem, the idiot problem, the imbecilic problem, the insanity problem, the addiction problem. Every problem. It can solve every problem in your home, every problem in between your two ears. It can solve problems between parents and children, husband and wife, employer and employee. Every single problem, what I'm sharing with you tonight, this subject can solve it. Every single time. Deuteronomy 6, beginning at verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that you might fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. I just want to stop here for a moment and say, I want to grow and flourish mightily in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want to increase mightily in the kingdom of God. Because on this side of Calvary's cross, the Holy Ghost and the experience of the kingdom of God itself and all of the laws of the spirit of life that's in Christ that govern this kingdom of God, this is our Canaan land. This is the place that flows with milk and honey. Praise God. America is a land of opportunity, but the kingdom of God is a land that flows with milk and honey and more opportunity than America will ever give us. Praise the Lord. This is a different country that's a heavenly country that has all sorts of opportunity and prosperity and might. And I want to prosper in that. Amen. I want to be able to always abound in the work of the Lord. I want to be blessed by God. And I will be if I observe to do all that he has commanded. And his commandments are not grievous. They're an absolute pleasure. And they're not difficult to keep. Because his burden is easy, his yoke is light. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Praise God. The words that I command you this day shall be in your heart. Listen to what he's saying. He's saying, put them there. What I'm saying to you today, Moses was saying, shall be in your heart. He's saying, if you want to be prosperous and you want to prolong your days and you want to be blessed by God, get what I'm saying in your heart. He's saying, put it in your heart to love God with all of your heart. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you tonight, underline all. The secret that will solve every single problem in your life. It's to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. I don't care if temptation comes upon you. You just get that heart to loving God with all of it, and you'll escape temptation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The preacher can step on your toes, and if you'll set your gauge to loving God with all your heart, you'll survive with no bitterness, with no anger, with no clamor, with no malice, with no chattering, no murmuring, no complaining. When you love God with all your heart, you'll go in the right direction when the wrong direction wants to pull you. Praise the Lord. Isn't that right? Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord our God is one Lord. Thank God. He made it simple. We only got one God to love, and he's the only God worthy of loving. Amen? Love him with all your heart. Nobody can make you do that. It's something you want to do. When you want to do it, you learn the one secret that will solve every single problem in your life. Every single woe, every single trouble. That's the truth tonight. It doesn't matter what type of trouble, what category it falls into, whether it's trouble that you've caused or trouble that comes unexpected or any of life's circumstances, good or bad or indifferent. This one thing will keep you from falling. It'll always, when you keep yourself in the love of God, that is something you make a choice to do when you've got a choice to do something else. Hallelujah. Isn't that what Joshua said to the people of God? Choose you this day whom you will serve. No man can serve two masters. We're all here today because somewhere along the line, when things could have taken us out, We said, no, I'm laying hold on eternal life. What we were saying was, I'm choosing to love God with all my heart. So that means whatever's trying to mess with me has none of me because all of me is loving God. Hallelujah. Problem solved, my friends. Brothers and sisters, problem solved when you love God with all of your heart. Let me read another passage here, Psalm 19. Just read these and then make some comments because time keeps running. I'm not too worried, but it keeps running. Psalm 19, I want to read a verse of scripture here and try to piece this together to portray a thought that I felt the Lord put upon my heart, which is what I've already expressed to you. As hard as some people might fathom this, pastor would always tell people, well, Jesus is the answer. And they just couldn't see how Jesus could be the answer to their grocery bill and lights going to be shut off or their other problems that they may have. And people were people, and people can compound problems. And they don't understand how Jesus can be the answer. But my Lord, He is the answer. The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 19, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle, a dwelling place for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of His chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. I tell you, the Word of God is fascinating. Just a side note. Isn't it amazing how smart and how stupid the world can be? And that no matter how many enemies there are, no matter what intention man has, no matter how many wicked devices he brings to pass, no matter who's fighting who or who's okay with who, no, man is so limited, he cannot stop the sun from touching him. He can't shoot a gun at it and stop it. He can't blow it up with a bomb and stop it. The sun's going to rise in the east and set in the west. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden. The scripture says it like this concerning the Word of God, that there's nothing hidden in the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. But all things are naked and open unto Him. Hallelujah. Now, I'm glad about that, and you can be glad about that unless you're doing the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. If you're doing wrong, you don't want to be noticed. You don't want to be seen. But God sees you. We may not see you, but God sees you. Please, do yourself a favor. Don't try to live two lifestyles. Don't pretend to be a churchy person and really not be. Just make a choice. Yes. Hallelujah. I hope you choose this day the Lord and choose to love Him with all of your heart, because He makes all things new. He makes all things clear. He brings understanding when you love Him with all your heart. He brings wisdom when you love Him with all of your heart. Listen to what we're going to read. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law that He said to keep, and loving Him with all of your heart, is a command. He said, this command that I give you this day shall be in your heart. It is a commandment. Love God with all your heart. And the Word says that that command is perfect. If I love God with all of my heart, it'll convert my soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. His word is teaching. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. If I love God with all of my heart, it's going to enlighten me. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? If I love Him with all of my heart, that love for God will cause me to obey God, and it'll convert me, and it'll keep me converted. Praise God. That's right. It'll cause me to be pure. Those that aren't pure but are defiled, to them nothing, they quarrel with everything. It's true. When you don't love God with all of your heart, you quarrel. You struggle. You wrestle. And if you're a child of God, it's not the will of God that you should wrestle with the Word of God, wrestle with the will of God, wrestle with the love of God, wrestle with the church, wrestle with the people of God. When you do that, you do it to your own damnation and destruction. The answer to that stupid problem is loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength, all your energy. Hallelujah. Some examples I'm going to share here in a moment. Just bear with me. Thank you, Jesus. So many good scriptures. 1 Corinthians 13, you know, the love chapter. We're going to read that in closing because it's powerful. Talking about that love of God. It's powerful. I'll give you an example of something here tonight. There are so many we could talk about that would be here tonight. We would not be in this facility if the many souls listened to the man of God when he was encouraging them to love God with all their heart. When he warned them, when he labored for their soul, and no matter what the topic was, what the message was, at the end of the day, it was all about love God with all your heart, because that'll solve the problem you're going through right now. Reminded of a young man by the name of Bobby Smith, who was responsible for inviting me to the church. A young man that was there tonight, I received the Holy Ghost. In fact, he was so excited, he fell against the wall and slid right underneath my feet. That's what to call old-fashioned slaying in the spirit. I remember him till this day getting excited. I was surrounded by several I could name. We walked together, we grew together during high school, walking with God. He had already had the Holy Ghost a year before I met him. And I began to learn a few things as both of us began to be under the wings of the pastor, as God began to nurture us. It wasn't an individual that I would thought would ever not serve God. I was on fire for God, loved to pray, loved to worship, but he had some issues. Yeah, I know, we all do. But he had some issues, and he had some authority issues, and a little bit of a seed of mustard seed of rebellion still embedded somewhere in his nature. And there are things at home that pastor began to counsel him about while living with his mom and his stepdad, things I wasn't aware of until I became privy to him through pastor and chatting with Bobby and just seeing what was going on, because they were picking me up, as I testified to you several services ago, as I was depending upon them for bringing me to church. And that's the way it was when I first started. They were coming to church, and Sister Glidden was testifying and growing and learning, and she was new, and everybody would worship God and just be happy about this apostolic way. But he had some problems at home, and he had some problems dealing with some things, and he needed some counsel that came from the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord bless you, Brother Tim. I'll try to speed preach next time. Hallelujah. Kind of like speed reading. I never could. It just took the fun out of reading. But it was interesting exercise. But anyway, that's another time for that. But I remember when the things that pastor instructed him in his infancy in God and began to talk to him about the simple things to make home life better, to take the pressure off, to relieve the stress and the friction that was caused for whatever reason. You know, the simple things about the home, make the bed, take the trash out, do this, that, and the other. Simple stuff that it's just common sense, but there was some counsel, and those are some of the things that pastor began to talk to him about, because when the instruction came, it wasn't just about Bobby, and it wasn't just about See, pastor was looking out for his soul and trying to make sure Bobby could continue to come to church. And he was also trying to make sure his parents kept coming to church. And if, dear God, if we could just learn how to listen. And when Bobby would do it, and he would follow, and he would pray and just do the right things, we saw that. I remember clear as day, Sister Glenn standing up and talking about the change in Bobby and how blessed she was. I said, there it is. Because I knew at that time he had been given instruction from the man of God. I said, that's wow. You learn. You watch and observe obedience versus not. But then he couldn't stay consistent with it. Don't worry about me. I'm not worried about embarrassing anybody. If he ever pops on again, it'll be good for him to hear. And I'm not shooting at anybody. I'm just giving an example. I'll say, like Pastor, make sure you stick around, or in 10 years, I'll talk about you. And I don't say this happy. I'm just saying by observation. But he would stop, and then problems ensued again. And then he would hold back. He wouldn't be consistent with it. Somehow he didn't realize he wasn't getting, there was that seed of not wanting to cooperate, and that stayed with him. No matter how much we preached side by side, went to school, there was that something that never got crucified, that never got out of, there was something that meddled with all thine heart. The word says in Proverbs 4:23, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And when you keep your heart, you keep the whole thing. And we cannot serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear if we're not serving God with all our heart. What should have happened in Bobby's life was that when that nature would come up or whatever conflict was at home, I'm not saying there were angels by any means. There were struggles, and I could go through history of him having to leave, having to walk to church, ride his bike to church, but part of that was his problem. He caused his own issue because he failed. You don't fail when instruction comes from the throne, from the one watching your soul and giving you wisdom and counsel and knowledge. You don't just try it and then back off from it. And he did so and suffered for it. And that was one of the reasons that caused me to sit in a service once and say, how am I going to keep coming to church when I was new, you know? What happened was is this compounding of disobedience that can be solved when we just say, you know what? I'm not going to go this direction. I'm going to listen to what was taught to me, and I'm going to lay hold on this thing and just love God with all of my heart instead of going this direction. I'm going to love God with all of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13 as I try to wrap this up here tonight. See, they kept compounding in his life to the point until it finally, he walked away from this thing. Now, I could tell you name after name, circumstance after circumstances of people who, when pastor would preach something, they disagreed with the preaching. Another man I could mention, I wish I could go back in time and be bolder. I would do it now, but that's just part of learning and growing. Back then, I was still trying to walk on eggshells and make sure I didn't mess up anything pastor had spent years doing, because I understood that. While he was in Arkansas, I was here. So I knew I was acting as pastor on his behalf here, but at the same time, I was trying to make sure, because there were moments when I'd try to do something, the Lord would check me. Don't you do that. And I had some lessons to learn being very green around the ears. But this one gentleman knocked on my door one morning, woke me up. And he was chatting with me. He said, is there anything wrong? He said, something I just feel like something's wrong. And do you see anything wrong? And if I had any smarts whatsoever, I'd go back in time to myself and say, yes, tell him yes. Yes, you disagree with the man of God and you tell everybody in the church that you do it when you testify. Yes, there's something wrong. I'm not bad. I'm teaching an important lesson, see. He needed to love God with all his heart. He would have never had a reason to disagree with Pastor. When have you ever heard Pastor say anything that was worth disagreeing with? Unless you were a meathead. Unless you were a disobedient. Unless you weren't loving God with all your heart. I sat under him, you did? 30 plus years. I've never one time. He's been strong. Now I've never been half as strong in many cases as him. I wish I could go back. See, I'm saying this in regret to myself. Not that it might have made a difference because I can't make anybody love God, but I could have said to him, yes, there is an issue. Let me ask you a question. When you get up there and you say something, and sometimes, Brother Rutledge and I, you know, we don't always agree about everything. What are you talking about? Please explain yourself. You woke me up, so I'm up. So talk. What's your disagreement about? And the fact that you say that, number one, you sow discord among the brethren because you're speaking against that which has been given to you to watch for your soul, and you're telling everybody you disagree with the man of God, the ambassador of Christ for you. What a stupid thing to do. God, as much as in this Old Testament you read that he'll recompense good and he'll also recompense evil, he said, if you disobey the word of God, I'll come after you and destroy you. And that man lost his family. He's probably not in church anymore. His kid's not in church. You don't do that. But he could have solved it. They all could have solved their problems with Brother Rutledge if they loved God with all their heart. It would have solved everything. They'd still be here today. Bobby would still be here today. I could go on naming name after name when God reached for them and gave them the opportunity and said, look, the answer here is love God with all your heart. When you love God with all your heart, you hear the word of God with purity, with no fault. You never come to church fault-finding. I don't come to church to find fault with you. I come to church to worship, to shout, to pray, to praise, to see somebody else born of God, hallelujah, and to know Jesus Christ and him crucified, and that's it. Hallelujah. Bobby might have thought to himself, hey, Pastor, I don't have to listen to you. I've got this in control. I have control of this. No, you don't. And no, you didn't. You don't have anything in control if you're doing something opposite to the Word of God and that which the church is teaching and establishing. And it's good when people understand that they don't. It's only in control when it's done God's way. Hallelujah. That's right. And you don't go voicing it to everybody in the church. You know, Pastor, I don't, you know, see it like he sees it. Because you're instantly causing division, you're sowing discord, and you're in serious trouble with God. But the answer to that is love God with all your heart. All your heart. All. Because all, see, this is what all says. All says, I don't have time to be tempted. I don't have time to disobey God. I don't have time to go to hell. I'm loving God. You make a choice. At that moment, you make a choice. When you could be disagreeable, you said, nope, I don't have time. I don't have heart for that. I agree with God. I'm going to love God with all my heart, and I don't have any ounce or space of soul to be disagreeable. Husband and wife can love one another better when they love God with all their heart. Thank you, Jesus. Because marriage is a mystery. As much as the Godhead is a mystery, marriage can be a mystery. And the only answer is the love of God. The only answer to making the existence between two tolerable is the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Looking for the mercy. Hallelujah. God's so good. Yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not here. I'm not here to linger too much on all the. I'm not happy about anybody not loving God with all their heart. I'm not. I don't rejoice over anybody that has walked away from God. No matter what the circumstances were, they just failed to love God. I don't rejoice when young men come to God and just a couple of years in, they begin teaching and preaching, and all of a sudden they know more than the pastor. I don't rejoice over that foolishness. Watching, remembering faces of people sitting there with their judging everything pastor said. And I just wanted to, you know, boom. What are you, what's that look on your face for? What are you judging here? What do you think you know that this dude that's been preaching 40 years doesn't know? What do you know now more than he knows, and you're still in diapers pooping and needing somebody else to change you? What do you possibly know that causes you to sit there and act like you can judge the worship, judge the man of God, judge the order of God, judge the governing of God? When you're still dribbling drool and needing to be burped. The answer for people in so many situations is coming up with people chiding with the preacher. Well, all they're saying is, I don't love God with all my heart. That's it. No matter what the circumstances was. I don't love God with all my heart. And I find fault with you. I think I said 1 Corinthians 13. That's what happens when your spirit is antichrist. It's not of God. When I say antichrist, I'm talking about when your spirit, your human spirit, not a devil, yours, is following error and affected by error and giving heed to, yes, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Watching people, because pastor would preach the book of Revelation properly, people outside, we don't see eye to eye. I don't agree with that. Couldn't love God with all their heart and humble themselves and pray and realize loving God. If I love him with all my heart, I'll actually hear what that little Arkansas guy has to say. I'll understand. I'll understand why he's saying what he's saying if I can love God with all of my heart. But because I can't and I don't, I can't hear properly. And that's why people have done what they've done. That's it, cut and dry, no matter what the topic. When we don't love God with all of our heart, we're not pure. We're not enlightened. We're not surrounded, as is being said here. We're not encapsulated by the greatness and goodness of God and the revelation and the knowledge of the Most High God. And we're not in the secret place of the Most High when we don't fear God with all of our heart. I don't have time to hate anybody. I don't have time to be bitter. Look, you can be an absolute moron. I don't have time to hate you. I'm too busy loving God with all my heart. If you don't want to live for God, I'm sorry about that. I want you to live for God, but please understand, if you don't, I am. Hallelujah. I've learned too much. I've learned how to keep myself from evil by loving God with all my heart. Praise God. And when I love God with all of my heart, I'll hear the instruction of my God. I'll hear the instruction coming from the church. As a child in a home, in a home where there are parents who are godly, when you love God with all of your heart, you'll endure mom and dad, even if you think they're unreasonable. Even if you don't understand why certain things are the way they are, even if you have all of the variables showing up in your life that want to remove you from the kingdom of God, that make you feel like, man, when I get my own wings, when I just get my chance, I'm out of here. You'll overcome that, even if you felt that, thought that, but when you start to develop that walk with God, when you humble yourself and pray and you're filled with the agape love, the Abba Father love, praise the Lord, the God is love. You know what I'm teaching tonight? God said in his word that you shall love the Lord thy God, who is what? Love, with all your heart. He's teaching us to love love. Isn't that amazing? Interesting way to look at it. Love the love of God. More. Remember what he said? Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than all these? Let me say it like this and put the disciples aside. All this stuff that wants to destroy your soul. Do you love God more than all of this stuff? Do you love God more than this murmuring and complaining? And this lady that I'm picturing right now saying, we got to do something about our pastor. I'm like, what? I'm 15. Had the Holy Ghost less than a year. What? Do something about Brother Rutledge? See, at some point in church life, we all get acquainted with carnality. As we're trying our best to lay hold on this thing, be on the front row and shout and pray and speak with tongues and fast and pray and open this book and wear out every page, only to be met with that? What? I left there like, back when we had those digital touchdowns. Brother Rutledge, I was the biggest tattletale. Not that he didn't know. He knew a whole lot more. I said, I was just in a meeting because they picked me up for church. No one here. And this is what was said. What are they talking about? Everything will be all right, Brother Joe. No worries. Sometimes people just stop praying. Stop loving God. I go, okay. That's dumb. They're not here. Because that's what happens. When you don't love God with all your heart, whatever you do love will take you out of here. Because the vagabond and the stranger and you know, Hagar and her son, right? The bondwoman and her son are not heirs with the free. So the strangers in the land, just like the land of Canaan, if you hang on to any of that, God's going to drive you out. Please don't let him do that to you. With all that remain here, let's love God with all our heart, and let's teach all the new people how to love God with all their heart, and let's show them how to do it right. Amen? Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. I'm finishing. 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because as for God, his way is perfect. 1 Corinthians 13, let's just finish here. God's so good. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Boy, we've had a lot of those in church. They're called hypocrites. Just a lot of noise. There's a difference in worship and noise. There's a difference in those who are here with all their heart and those who are here. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, we've had that too. And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love or charity, I am nothing. See that? We've had people shout, speak with tongues, dance and run, but there was an issue. There was that seed, like in Bobby. And that one thing that he didn't conquer way back then, as simple as it was, not receiving instruction, it compounded itself. And it began to add and add and add and add to where the more it added, the further he got away and the further he was able to be reached because he refused to love God with all. We've had people come up among us and try to come here and be a part of this church and help pastor, but they weren't here with all their heart. They had other motives, other intentions. It doesn't work. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Watch. This is what happens when we are filled with the love of God. The love suffers long and is kind. If we're loving God, who is love, and we're keeping ourselves in the love of God and we're filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to be kind. The fruit of your life is kindness. and the ability to allow, to suffer long, to endure. Charity does not get jealous. Love does not exalt itself or vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. Praise God. I don't care what the pastor, I got the Holy Ghost just like him. I put my pants on one leg at a time just like him. And we've heard all that. We're talking stories, people. 35 plus years of stories. There are people that, dear God, they'd be alive today. They would be in perfect peace and health today. They'd have their families today if they did not go aside and puff up. That's what Satan does, puffs himself up. I'll be God. I could be a better pastor than him. All he does is preach Acts 2:38. Love doesn't behave itself improperly. This is about the love of God. Examine yourself, praise God, and check yourself. Make sure you're where you ought to be in this present faith wherein we stand. It does not act improperly. The love of God doesn't go after people maliciously. Doesn't pretend to be one thing and then another thing. That's not the love of God. Seeks not her own. Not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Love doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Hallelujah. Let me just say it like this to you today. The love of God is strong. You may be weak, but I inherit strength that is not our own strength. It is supernatural strength that can bear all things. This might be too much for me to bear, but if I love God with all my heart, I am loving a love that can bear all things and will keep me where I ought to be, bearing all things, not crumbling like a cookie, but bearing all things. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I know you're tired. Just give me a moment. I'm trying to hurry here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? We can bear more than we think we can when we love God. See, we can choose to react to circumstances a certain way, but the right reaction is, I'm going to love God with all my heart. It'll cause you to say less. When you love God with all your heart, you don't always say what you think. When you love God with all your heart. Believes all things. When unbelievable things happen, when things are against whatever, believe the love of God will always believe that all things are possible with God. It'll never leave you in this pessimistic, negative, I don't believe, doubt. That's not the love of God. Love of God will not leave you there. But this is about you discovering this based upon your choice, my choice, to love God with all my heart. Put your heart into it. That's where the might comes. Might is about strength, and it's about the display of that strength. I'm going to love God with all my heart, and I'll solve every problem that I have in life. People can overcome addiction when they love God with all their heart. And it doesn't matter how much the nicotine calls or anything else calls. When you say, I'm going to love God, not that, I'm going to love God with all my heart. You'll endure the shakes. You'll endure what you go through as you lay hold on that love. I'm going to love God with all my heart. All my heart. All my heart. Hallelujah. It's about a want to. I want to love him with all my heart because I believe that love can help me overcome. That love can turn me into a conqueror, a victor, instead of a victim. When I love God with all my heart, I get the ability to be strong. I inherit that overcoming nature because I am yielding. When I love God with all my heart, I am yielding to the love of God. I am saying by my action that I do not want to go this way. I do not want to bow my knee to this. I do not want to yield myself to that. Amen. I want to love God with all my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Think of no evil. Hallelujah. Not against anybody, not against the preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Thinketh no evil. I disagree. That's evil. So you don't have a right to disagree? It's not my point. It's a spirit. It's a spirit behind it. Your spirit. It's that, why don't you? Why are you finding fault? Why are you exalting yourself? Whenever you find yourself exalting yourself against the instruction of the Word of God and like you know better, you are following the devil. You are not following God. You do not know better than God. When you think you've got it all together and you've got it all under control and the preacher doesn't, the church doesn't, the word doesn't, you are following something that is antichrist, not God. I don't want to follow that, people. So the love of God bears all things, believes all things, right? This love hopes all things. And you find hope even for yourself when you love him with all your heart, when you feel like you're hopeless. Because look, some of us have learned, we have learned how to walk with God through stuff, through our own mistakes. We've had to go through the process of what it means to constantly just fall under the bondage of yielding our, we're Romans 6 all over again, right? At times, and we can look back in our past and realize, yep, if I yield my members, servants to unrighteousness, I become the servant, not the master. I serve it because I'm yielding to it. But when I decide to love God with all my heart, man, I start living for God. I start living right. Amen. I'm free because the Son of God sets me free. We got people joining us online from time to time. I'm trying again. Wrong answer. I'll quote Yoda. Do. There is no try. And I'm not mocking anybody. We had a brother recently just jump on. I'm trying again. That's your problem. Not that trying again is bad, but where you are is bad. And you're meddling. You don't go in and out of this thing. God help me right now. I'm trying to stop. Let's all stand so I can stop. Some people just need a 2x4 right in between the eyes, saying your philosophy right now is ungodly. You stop that nonsense. I'm going to try again, but I'll probably fail in 4 or 5 months. Nope, bad, wrong answer. You need to love God with all your heart. Make sure that little seed of, well, that little bit of something in your back pocket is gone. Gone for good. Endures all things. Hope I'm not yelling too loud. Am I popping your ears, Brother Art? Okay, good. Make sure you tell me. Kind of like Pastor when he, you know, needed a rag. Tell me. Charity never fails. Listen to that. God, it was already said here tonight that God always knows what's best. He never fails. Praise God. He never ceases. See, that's the point that he was making here. Stop. I gotta stop. It's flowing like a river. Speaking with tongues stops because we don't just go around speaking with tongues all the time. Right? Prophecy stop. But the man of God was saying to the church, but the love of God never stops. Always, it's always on. That green button's lit. Hallelujah. You understand? It's always lit, praise God. No matter what tries to rise up, it's always on. I'm going to love God with all my heart. Is that your desire tonight? Loving God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Hallelujah. Let's love him today. Oh, God, let's love him today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Oh, look, I know you're tired, but would you try to press this a little bit here tonight? God wants to minister to you in the love of God and just give you a fresh, renewing strength in the love and purity of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name, praise your name. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. God, we love you tonight. Hallelujah, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you love God, there's no worry about tomorrow. There may be some concerns. There may be some things needing to be accomplished. Maybe some things that need to happen. But listen to what the Word of God says. There's no fear in love. God's saying, no matter what's going on in your life, if you can just love me with all your heart, that all is a complete surrender. That causes me to say, I'll cast all my care upon you, for you care for me. That means I'll trust you, I'll honor you, I'll reverence you, I'll serve you. There's no place for anything else. Look, this is the secret that leads to healing. The next time you need to be healed, why don't you forget about your healing and just love your God with all of your heart? Please listen to what the Word of God is saying. When I love Him with all my heart, I can't do that and still hang on to the fear, the doubt, the anxiety of the moment. If I love Him with all, what's happening is I yield myself and just love and honor God and trust Him. That stuff I'm releasing. If Bobby had loved God with all of his heart, he would have said, no matter what, I'm going to follow the instruction taught to me, and I'll never waver from it. He'd be in church today, serving God, walking in faith, preaching the gospel, maybe even pastoring another church in this network of things that Pastor was here proclaiming. Dwayne would be here. Calvin would be here. Others would be here. I could just name names. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, and that's okay. And I'm not embarrassing anybody, but I'm telling you, you don't love God with all of your heart. You're just either in this thing or you're not. But it's worth being in it. Amen? Again, let's just love Him. Let's just love the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, would you just minister right now, God, as we close in prayer, but we're not going to close too fast. God, I pray, would you just minister to everyone here tonight in the way they need it, Jesus, with the peace that passes understanding that comes from the love of God. Hallelujah. Faith that comes from the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. Calm from storms that comes from the love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Loving one another that comes from loving God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love that covers a multitude of sins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm a little long tonight here, but I hope this makes sense. See, the thing, if there's stuff in your life you need to overcome, God is inviting you to love Him. You would think He'd say, you know, you're nasty. But when you want to live for God, but you're struggling with stuff, God is saying, come to me. Come to me. Love me. I'll take care of it. Just, you don't need to know how. Just love me with just all your heart. And what do you know? Once in a while, looking back in time, we found all of a sudden that problem, well, it's gone. That thing we wanted to hold on to, that look we had coming from the world, the things that we might have worn when we just let go and love God with all of our heart, all of a sudden they disappear. Isn't that amazing? That's the answer. If you want to fix yourself, love God. Amen? Love His Word. Love the people of God. Love everything about God. Love Him. It'll solve every problem in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we love you. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.